The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality. TV 30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday
News
Update
with your host,
David Cannon.
Hello everyone, it is Friday the 6th of April 2018 and today it's time for the first Friday news update of April. Apart from the April Fool's Day video I did, you can go check that out on my YouTube channel, Tech Chat with David Cannon. But for now, let's take a look at some of the very exciting rumours we've been hearing this week and a new gaming laptop by Samsung. So let's take a look. This is the Friday news update for Friday the 6th of April. And first up this week, Apple could be switching from Intel processors to their own processors by 2020, according to rumours this week. They could also be working on micro-LED screens. These are brighter than OLED screens, which they currently use on the Apple Watch, the iPhone X, and on the Touch Bar on the MacBook Pro. And they're also more power efficient, so you can get better battery life. They're currently working on two sizes of micro-LED screen. One will be between 1.3 and 1.4 inches and will be used on Apple Watches, but more expensive Apple Watch models because they are very expensive screens to produce. And between 0.7 and 0.8 inch micro-LED screens for AR glasses. So this is kind of confirmation that Apple are working on AR glasses. So that's pretty exciting. And the Apple Watch screens could start to be produced this year, later this year, possibly. They're also apparently working on larger screens for probably IMAX. So we could be seeing some new micro LED screens in Apple products pretty soon. Apple has also confirmed that the new Mac Pro will be released in 2019. So they've been working really hard on that. So hopefully it's going to have some great specs and features and it's going to be really cool. So that's going to be a pretty exciting new computer. OnePlus have confirmed the OnePlus 6, and they have confirmed that will be the name of their next flagship, will have the Snapdragon 845 processor, and the most expensive OnePlus 6 will have 8GB of RAM and 256GB of storage. Pretty impressive. You'll also be able to hide the notch, and OnePlus have released a teaser this week with the words, "the speed you need." So OnePlus are working on making the phone really fast as usual. OnePlus could also be working on wireless earphones. Now, we don't think OnePlus will remove the headphone jack from the OnePlus 6, given that they made a big deal of the fact that they kept the headphone jack last year, but the Bluetooth earphones could be called OnePlus Bullet Wireless. They already have OnePlus Bullet earphones, but these are wireless earphones that could be released with the OnePlus 6, as it has gone through Bluetooth certification. So that means it's probably coming soon and it's been finished already. Samsung could release another Galaxy A range phone with an Infinity display this year called the A6 and A6 Plus. They've already announced the A8 and A8 Plus, which are coming to the UK this month. However, the A6 will have a 5.6-inch full HD Infinity display, an Exynos 7870 octa-core processor by Samsung, and 3 GB of RAM, and it'll come with 32 GB of storage as well. The Galaxy A6 Plus will have a full HD 6-inch Infinity display. It will have a Snapdragon 625 processor, although it might instead have a Snapdragon 450, apparently, and will come with 4 GB of RAM. So those will be pretty decent mid-range phones and should be released later this year. Samsung have also stopped releasing updates for the Samsung Galaxy S6 smartphone, which is now 3 years old, so it will no longer receive any software updates or security updates. So it is on Android 7 right now, and it will stay on Android 7. No Android Oreo and no security updates. It has been taken off the update list. Samsung also announced a gaming laptop this week called the Notebook Odyssey Z. It's got the latest Intel i7 processor and a GeForce GTX 1060 graphics card by Nvidia, which is a pretty good graphics card. It can run VR. It is known as a very good graphics card that's used in a lot of gaming PCs and laptops, and it also comes with up to 16 GB of RAM, which is enough for playing most games, and will have up to a terabyte of storage for storing all of your games. That should be plenty. You also get a 15.6-inch Full HD screen. Pricing and availability in the UK has not yet been announced. The Google Pixel 3 is definitely coming this year, as references to the Pixel 3 have been found in Android code. Google is also rumoured to be releasing a mid-range Pixel phone this year, so that could be very interesting. We have seen renders of the LG G7 ThinQ, that's what it's apparently going to be called, terrible name, but anyway, that is what it's going to be called, and we have seen rumoured renders this week that show it'll have a notch and a ThinQ button, kind of like the Bixby button, so there will be a lot of AI apparently in this phone. And they also show that the phone will have a headphone jack, which is great to see. The Moto G6 could be announced on the 19th of April, because they've sent out an invitation for an event in Brazil, and the background is green, which is a colour usually associated with the Moto G range, so we're probably going to see the Moto G6 at that event. And finally, Razer have announced an online game shop called the Razer Game Store. It gives you game codes for Steam and Uplay when you buy a game, so that's used to unlock the game so you can play it, and you also get rewards for using it in the form of Zed Silver. There are a few offers going on at the moment on games for the launch, so go check it out at gamestore.razer.com. That's how to get to it, and see if you can get a little bit of a discount on some games. That's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening or watching if you're on YouTube. And for now, goodbye.